Mix today's best music brought to you by Pantai Hospitals. I'm Fat Fabes. So I've got Dr. Haslinda Mohammad Dawood, an obstetrics and gynecology specialist from Pantai Hospital Ampang, to talk to us about gestational diabetes. So Dr. Haslinda, what is gestational diabetes and how is it caused?
Gestational diabetes is diabetes that develops during pregnancy. Pregnancy itself is a diabetogenic condition where many hormones play a role to mobilize the women's nutritional resources, primarily glucose, and making them available to the fetus for its growth and development. Glucose intolerance may occur in pregnancy when the body cannot produce enough insulin to meet extra needs in pregnancy. Insulin is an important hormone which normalizes blood glucose level in our body. This will result in high blood glucose levels. Gestational diabetes usually starts in the middle or towards the end of pregnancy, where all the triggering hormones are at their maximum level.
Okay, doctor, I've got a whole lot to ask you, but first let's get into the music. Mix Today's Best Music is brought to you by Pantai Hospitals. All right, with me today is Dr. Haslinda Mohammad Dawood, an obstetrics and gynecology specialist from Pantai Hospital Ampang. Today, we are talking about gestational diabetes. Now, Dr. Haslinda Mohammad Dawood, how does gestational diabetes affect both pregnant women and baby?
Gestational diabetes can cause serious problems, especially if it goes unrecognized. It is important to control the level of blood glucose throughout pregnancy. If the blood glucose is too high, higher level of glucose will go to the baby and causing the baby to produce more insulin to normalize the glucose level. High insulin level will make the baby grow bigger and increase the likelihood of having labor-induced caesarean section, serious birth problems, and stillbirth. These risks are higher if gestational diabetes is not detected and controlled. A baby of gestational diabetes mother is more likely to need additional care in neonatal unit. This is because they may have low blood glucose after birth due to extra insulin production. The baby may also be at greater risk of developing obesity and diabetes in later life.
Mix Today's Best Music brought to you by Pantai Hospitals. I'm Fat Fabes and with me is Dr. Haslinda Mohammad Dawood, an obstetrics and gynecology specialist from Pantai Hospital Ampang. Now, Dr. Haslinda, how can gestational diabetes be managed?
The most important treatment for gestational diabetes is a healthy eating plan and exercise. A dietitian will counsel the expectant mother about choosing foods that will help to stabilize glucose at optimum level. In addition, they will be shown how to check blood glucose levels and what the ideal level should be. Gestational diabetes usually improves with these changes. However, in some women, despite their best efforts, they still need to take tablets, medication, and insulin injections to keep their blood glucose at stable level. The baby growth will also be monitored more closely. If ultrasound shows that the baby is larger than expected, the mother may be prescribed tablets or insulin injections for better glucose control.
Thank you, Dr. Haslinda Mohammad Dawood. Don't forget, Doctor On Call happens every Thursday, 3 p.m. right here on Mix.